Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Kia Studios. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz after Atlanta United resumes MLS play. And it feels oddly familiar. A 1-0 loss for Atlanta United to Nashville SC. And a lot of the conversations we've had before, Maddie, we have to unfortunately have again tonight. The better team for multiple stretches. They don't take advantage. They can't find ways to score. Ultimately, they break down. And ultimately, 3 points are headed to Nashville, not coming back home to Atlanta with United. It is frustrating, but it's a reminder of how tough at times this game can be. I would say this. You felt pretty good for a long portion of this game coming out of a lengthy World Cup break that, all right, it feels a little bit different. You're playing well. You're defending well. You haven't given up many chances. And it just felt, and we'll talk about it down the road, about maybe what could have gone different for Luke Brennan, but it felt like when he didn't convert in the game's biggest opportunity, it was going to come back to bite you. It eventually did. Shaq Muhammad gets a header off of a cross ball, and you fall 1-0. But it's unfortunately all too familiar for Atlanta United this season.
It's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, you know, goals are what win you games. And Atlanta, I thought, played really well. I agree with what Mike and Jason said throughout the entire match. Atlanta was a better team. But at the end of the day, you can be the better team, but it doesn't matter because you have to capitalize on those chances. You have to. And we saw that one moment, especially with Luke, especially finding that one there. There were other moments, too, leading in before you had Nashville able to come in and find the 1-0 lead. But at the end of the day, you have to capitalize on those moments. You have to. You have to get the job done. And they just didn't.
Take a look at the stats here at Atlanta United. And this, I believe, this is the first time I've actually wrote this down before for a match. But 50-50 possession. And you can go into some decimal points if you want. But 50-50 there. Atlanta United with the edge in shots over Nashville, 12-9. The edge in shots in goal, 5-4. And the XG, according to MLS.com, 1.4 for Atlanta and 0.9 for Nashville. So it was a game in which Atlanta, statistically, outside of the goal itself, was a little bit better. I think if you look at the momentum chart, the flow chart there, you see a lot of Atlanta United surges. But unfortunately, the goal comes for Nashville, and there wasn't much to be had after that. And so it's tough, but it's a starting point. It was a good showing against the best team in the Eastern Conference, a team that's as good as any team in the entire league at home, and you felt pretty good about it, but ultimately the sour taste at the end when it does fall 1-0 to Nashville SC. We do have to name a man of the match. I believe the early injury takes Jay Fortune off the board in this one. But who do we have for man of the match today, Maddie?
I think it's got to go to Tomas Agob. I think he was outstanding today, especially filling in a spot that he has played before, but it's still not one that...
That's the thing for me. We've seen him as a defensive midfielder early in the season, and then for the most part on the right back. And when we talked about him coming in, there was initial, will he play outside, will he play inside? That's the thing that kind of sealed it for me, though, was the performance in a position
absolutely.
We just haven't asked him to be.
He's played in it a couple of times when asked to, and he had to play the entire match in that role, and I thought he did an outstanding job, especially closing down Sam Surridge a lot of those times. He brought the fire, and it's just some of the tackles you've seen him play, especially as the defensive midfielder at times, and also as a right back, and he was just doing it all over the place. And that partnership between him and Anea worked really well today. So, yeah, for me, Tomas Agob is our man of the match today.
And you needed it, too, because we talked about the injury to Stian Gregersen, the two new defensive players who are not eligible yet due to visa issues. And so you didn't have much flexibility there. It especially became important with Jay Fortune, an integral member of the midfield, had to be pulled early in the first half due to injury. The report is a hamstring there. Matt Edwards also was injured. Still not entirely sure if he's also dealing with a hamstring, but I know there were some comments about that. So Will Riley jumped in for Jay Fortune. I thought he did an okay job there as well. But ultimately, the game came down to Atlanta United. Generally, when you look at it, two big chances, both kept out of net. And for Nashville, really just that's not true. Oyos had a really nice save, so there was a second chance for Nashville, but really the one chance that they were able to deliver on as well. So Tomas Agob, by the way, now four man of the matches, which is twice as many as anyone else. There are a couple of guys with two, a couple of players with one, but Tomas Agob there with four. So congratulations to him. A donation to his charity or something. I don't know what we get at the end of the season for him. So, but four for him. So good. Good job there.
We gotta get like a 92-9.
You want a plaque,
trophy, plaque or something
for a team that's got 7 points on the year? here's your plaque. They don't even give something out for France and England, do they? There's no bronze. I know technically in a bronze medal match.
Unless Mbappe gets
that.
Golden boot, then
yeah,
then he'll get that.
We can make up a golden boot for Tomas Agob if he keeps it up. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at the highlights and break down a couple of more, and we'll go more into detail on the opportunity for Luke Brennan, what could have been for Atlanta United tonight. That is Madison Cruz. It's Abe Gordon. This is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back with more Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a 1-0 defeat for Atlanta United up in Nashville as MLS returns to play. And unfortunately for Atlanta United, they had the better chances but were unable to convert those. We'll talk about one of those moments in just a moment. But first off, we bring you the loan highlight of the game. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Unfortunately, that tally goes to Nashville SC, and it goes to Shaq Mohammed in the 79th minute.
Now it is played through down the far touchline to Alex Wheel. Here's his cross for Surridge. Header, score. It actually got behind Surridge to the head of Shaq Mohammed, and Nashville gets the 1-0 lead in the 79th minute.
That was it. The lone strike in this game that made the scoreboard operator put a 1 up there, and it fortunately it went to Nashville SC. But it wasn't without some close calls for Atlanta United. Maddie, the best opportunity, I know Latte Loth kind of got free. I actually don't think that his strike was as horrendous as a miss as the one we're about to talk about. But it was Luke Brennan. When the game was still scoreless here, it was in the second half. A really nice ball to put Brennan in on goal. And we're going to break it down here. But here's how it sounded on the call from Mike Conte.
Here's Almiron in the near attacking corner, directing traffic with his right hand. Here's a good ball to Moranchuk, left side of the arc. Played through to Brennan at the penalty spot. Shot! Deflected over the crossbar by Schwaki. Out for a corner. What a save by Schwaki.
And as we saw the replay, Schwaki really just kind of went in off of his shoulder. He didn't really actively get much to it on his own. It just hit him. And it's unfortunate. I could see what Luke Brennan was trying to do, but quite simply, the youngster has to do it. The idea is great. The completion of the act is what needs to be done. And he had a lot of space on the far side, on the back side of the goal. I know he tried to cut it in that direction, but you've got to do better because that needs to be a goal. And when you look back at the 14 games that Atlanta United had played earlier this season, and you obviously don't want to project it into the 19 games that now remain, but goal scoring has been an issue, and very few instances have had a better opportunity to deliver a ball into the back of the net than what we saw Luke Brennan today. He was unable to convert there. Atlanta United doesn't take a lead. Ultimately, spin it into the 79th. Shaq Mohammed gets a header, and Atlanta United loses. It's just one of those moments where you have to be better. You have to be sharper. You have, simply put, you have to convert.
And listen, huge credit as well. Brian Schwaik, I mean, it's a great save. I don't even think he saw it coming. It came off of the shoulder, especially watching it a couple of times. But yeah, I mean, it's one, especially as it's coming in, you know, it has to be better. And it's one of those where it's a lesson learned, but it's one, especially when you look at everything from the entire season, you know, it's one where that has been an issue for Atlanta United. And in a match like this, too, I think that's why it's a little more frustrating as well, because you played really well. I thought you were the better team against Nashville.
Certainly.
Against a Nashville side that right now is top of the East. You were able to limit them as many times you want. XG and also shots, too, for Nashville, completely low. You were able to shield that off the entire time. You created moments. You just didn't capitalize on them. And that is the issue, is that that can't happen. You got to find something for this good performance. You have to. And it's why it leaves a sour taste in your mouth.
Yeah, especially because this is a team that is where they are in the standings, and you were hoping that maybe the second half, the return to play, all that would be a little bit different. Yes, it's a difficult opponent, but and quite frankly, This is the least dangerous, Maddie, since you and I have been doing the pre and post here. Today felt like the least dangerous Nashville side that we've seen. And whether Atlanta won or Nashville won, Nashville always felt dangerous. Hany Mukhtar was relatively invisible. Sam Surge was relatively invisible. I know there were sometimes at stretches, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, right at the end, not right at the end, but there were times towards the end of the first half where you're like, boy, it kind of feels like one's coming. But it didn't. It just, Atlanta United was better today than they had been against Nashville in a long time, but ultimately the result remains the same. And because of the frustration in the standings, because you're not fighting for a playoff spot, you're in fact fighting for the wooden spoon, you know, it hurts much more. I want to talk briefly about Latte Lotz's opportunity as well. He gets a shot off. It wasn't quite as open as Luke Brennan. I'm not quite in the realm of he should have scored the way that Luke Brennan probably should have scored. I actually think he just tried to be too perfect with his shot. I think he was just concerned about, I'm going to try and get some outward bend on the ball and just sneak it inside the post, moving it away from the keeper with my left foot. And he didn't get it on frame. And it's just one of those things. Would you rather get it on frame and it's an easier save, or would you rather go for glory and you mishit it? And he went for glory and he mishit it. It's tough, especially because you don't have a 1-0 lead because Luke didn't finish it and the opportunity is different there. I'm not as hard on the Latte Lotz thing, but you'd like him to be a little bit sharper. You'd like him at the least, to what you said about Luke Brennan, like make Schwaki do his job, at least do something.
And for Latte Lotz too, I mean, you get to a point, especially for him and with Fapapico, they get brought in at around the 80th minute. So at that rate,
asking to save the game at that point.
You're asking for them to find something. And, you know, it's a great ball to Latte Lotz on the break, and he's trying just to cut it that way, and it's just a mishit. But it's one, too, where, I mean, as well with that one, and again, like, I think even before that as well, you had so many opportunities in the first half and even going into the second, too, before Nashville's even able to find the first goal. So many moments where you were able to capitalize. And honestly, like I think that a lot of those good sequences came from when you tried to play with Alexi. Alexi, when you get him involved, when he is that guy that is able just to work around and get the ball through him, he's able to create magic and you're able to find something. You got to find a way to capitalize on those and find the back of the net. But you got to get Alexi involved more, I think, in those situations, because right now he's the threat. He's what you got to start to find.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the potential injuries to Jay Fortune and Matt Edwards, maybe some of the new guys that are joining the club, hopefully once their visas get settled as well. But there's going to be a lot of changes. Latte Lotz not in the starting lineup today. We'll talk about that, what that means going forward as well. So it's a quick turnaround. Atlanta United, I know it's a Friday night here tonight, not a Saturday, but more midweek action. They are on the road again at Charlotte. So a lot of things to consider in a very short time period before you gear up for the next match. We're going to break it all down here as we continue the full-time report. It's Madison Cruz, Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Full time! This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. It's Abe Gordon here. Madison Cruz with me back in the Kia Studios. Atlanta United performing some media obligations there. Hopefully we get a chance to hear from Anaya Mihai shortly. Heard a little bit of what Tata Martino had to say in the break there. He did confirm that they're looking at some muscle issues for Jay Fortune and Matt Edwards. Don't know the severity yet. Don't know the timeline on that. But you have to imagine with a midweek game, it'd be tough for those guys to return on Wednesday. So, you know, look, Will Riley came in. I think that obviously feels like a relative like-for-like modification there in the midfield. I think the bigger question is Matt Edwards. Do you have a center back that's available? Maddie, I think that's going to be the next step. Is Steon Gregerson and the, you know, what was it, a quad that kept him out today? Is maybe he available? That means you could push Hako back outside, which is where we've seen him. That would kind of cover up the Matt Edwards issue. And I think the same question for either the new guys, Diaz or Alonso. Do they have their visas ready? Are they fit to go a full match? Or potentially, do you call someone up from the twos on a short term? I think all those are going to be in play, but you're dealing with match compression. You don't have a lot of timeline. You certainly don't have much time for these injuries to heal if necessary. And Ronald Hernandez, I think, belongs in that conversation as well. So there are some solutions here. But obviously with Jay Fortune, that's a tough one. We were talking, you know, joking earlier on that he's one of the guys that you feel is part of the midfield moving forward and part of the second half of this season. And I was excited to see him and Cooper Sanchez work together for 12 minutes. And then now we're off of that again. So that's unfortunate, but certainly an opportunity if it is Will Riley. We've seen some good things from him at times as well.
I mean, just from, and listen, this is thanks to John Nelson, you know, on doing the work on the side as well, especially with talking to Tata. It appears to be two muscular injuries for Jay and for Matt, it looks like. Have to do some exams, but to confirm that as well. But, yeah, I mean, especially with the match compression that you have after this game, you got Charlotte on Wednesday, and then you have another match on Saturday. Yeah, you're going to need some reinforcements, I think, especially in those areas. I wouldn't be shocked if maybe you see some of those twos guys possibly get the call-up. You saw it today with Ignacio Suarez-Gori. He didn't get the chance to play in the matchup, but he did get the call-up. You got a couple of guys from the twos that can come in and fill that spot if you need it. And... yeah, I mean, especially with Diaz and with Alonso, you know, I think just trying to figure out what visa looks like in that situation, that would then determine if they are ready to go and how that would look.
Yeah, and just if they're match fit for me.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
bring
true.
Them in if they can only go 30, 45, whatever it might be, but, you know, they should be.
I mean, getting the minutes is a big thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can come in and sub in a game, that way they can start getting minutes, you want to get them acclimated as soon as possible. That means if that means they only play 30 minutes, that means you're bringing them in for 30 minutes, maybe at the end of a game or whatever.
Right.
You got to get a minute.
Yeah, of course. I just meant you're not going to 30 minutes and start him in that situation.
For sure.
So there you go. We are going to take another quick break. We are waiting for Anaya Mihai to take to the podium. So we're going to try and hit a break and then get back in time to take him live. They are still at Geodis Park fulfilling some media obligations. Atlanta United falls 1-0 in this game to Nashville SC. They performed well, but ultimately the issue is scoring, and so the result has not changed. It feels very similar, unfortunately, to the pre-World Cup action, the 14 games there, a lot of the same talking points. You don't want to hear it. We don't want to say it, but that's the reality of what tonight was. We'll have some more coming back with you, some more analysis. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full-time. Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Final couple of segments here. Atlanta United falls 1-0 in Nashville SC. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total, it was close tonight. They were almost there, but unfortunately it is still $2,000. We're going to double it next game, and then we're going to be right there. We're going to make our way up and help the kids. I'm pretty sure that Atlanta United is doing quite a lot of work with the great work with the kids there at CHOA. So, not tonight, and it was close. Like again, Atlanta United, and I think I mentioned to you at halftime, Atlanta United played well. You certainly felt pretty good about the half here, Maddie. And I just said, you know, if you're going to play this out, you've played well. I will take a 0-0 draw. Now, obviously, we wanted 3 points to win, but you know, based on where you and I were pregame when we were sitting out there and saying, oh, you gotta win tonight. It's got to be offensive. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. And halfway through, you were approving of the way they played. And I know Tata said it in as much. I think Mike and Jason said it. You and I have talked about it both on air and off air. And I, like, through eight, you know, I would say just loosely 80 minutes as a generic number, but through the goal, the counter and the goal in the 79th minute, you felt pretty good about the performance of Atlanta United. And so we're all trying to weigh 80 minutes of how you played on the road against the best team in the Eastern Conference versus ultimately the result, which renders kind of that whole 80 minutes almost useless, because what's the point of being the better team, playing, feeling good about yourself, building confidence, if at the end of the day, not only do you not grab 3 points, you don't even grab 1 point, and you fall 1-0 in this game. And so it's a quick turnaround, and you've got to kind of, and some teams, some coaches or managers are better at this than some, you know, making sure the guys stay focused and humble if you have a great win, making sure not to get too down, and taking the positives when you have a tough loss. And I think there are positives to take out of this one, despite the fact that it's a tough loss. The other thing that's tough is if this game happens in match day 3, you handle it mentally probably a lot different than you do today in MLS's return to play, where you're, what was it, now 3-10-2 on the season. A lot of those 10 losses, opportunities either to be draws or Atlanta United wins, they fell apart kind of similarly to how tonight did.
Looking at, I think, everything else and looking ahead, especially for the match compression, I actually think that these next couple of games might help with that because of the quick turnaround, because you're not going to sit and let this result linger. It is, all right, hey, we got to take what we did. The first 80 minutes of this game, we played really well. You got to take it, and you got to carry that over
into
Charlotte.
I don't know if this is the type of result that would linger. And this is why
I feel differently. I disagree completely.
I think the type of result that lingers is a performance where you're just so uncompetitively bad that all your thing. And so I just think there's enough positives from today's game about how you played that for the, you can't just completely put the result aside. I think we all understand that.
Yes, but it's one of those things where you played and you were the better team.
Yeah.
You held the best team in the East, probably the best team in the league right now. You held them into arguably one of not their best match of the 14 matches they played this season.
Yeah,
yeah, you are going to feel some sort of way. I think you should be upset about it. You should absolutely be upset, and you should carry that with you going into that match against Charlotte. It's one that you should do. And it's one where, again, Tata said it, you want to take what you did well, because a lot of things were done well. But yeah, it is one that's going to linger, but I think you should let it linger in a positive way. Take that into Charlotte, get the job done on the road, do exactly what you did here for those 80 minutes, do it for the full 90, and get a couple goals on the board.
Yeah, I guess the term linger is probably where I'm getting stuck. Because there are two ways you can look at these sorts of results and how it affects you in the next game, right? It can linger, and it can really drag you down. It can also fuel you. And I think because of the performance, and yes, we have seen these performances. We have seen them match compression, and it didn't fuel them. It didn't do anything for them, right? And we saw that earlier in the season when you were dealing with match compressions, and those were mostly home games. Now you're dealing with road games, and so it flips. But this was a rivalry, right? The next game against Charlotte is also a rivalry. Mm-hmm. You do have this match compression. You do have the injuries you got to deal with, but I think there's a good opportunity for this to fuel you
Yeah.
How many times
it should
yes,
feel.
Yes, we thought they played better than teams in those first 14 games, but I don't know if I would argue they were the better team in those games. I think we would argue
had
stretches where they didn't convert.
Absolutely.
I don't know if today they were like just front to back a better team.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Did not score.
Yeah.
We understand that. That comes with the loss. But I feel much better about this game.
Agreed.
In a losing effort than I did almost any of the 9 losses that came in the pre-World Cup break.
In the 14 matches that we saw before the World Cup break, there were a lot of times where we would say, you were the better team for 40 minutes.
The
better team for maybe 30 minutes in the
first
half. A lot
of them were like 20, 25 minutes.
And 15 minutes in the second. That is something. In this match,
80 minutes.
This was almost the entirety of the game. You were the better team. And you were 100% the better team. You held Nashville. If I'm looking at Nashville and I'm Nashville, I'm not happy about that performance. Even though you got the win, I'm not happy about it.
I also scout this game and say, what did Atlanta do? Because Surridge was a non-factor. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Surridge a non-factor. Haney Mukhtar was a non-factor. They caught a nice transition. Did a good job of finishing the drill on their behalf. And so props to them. But what did Atlanta do to make this game so competitive? And you build off of that. And now I think it is, as you mentioned, turning the page to Charlotte and figuring that out. Now, Charlotte, they're going to have extra rest, right? They didn't have a match day here. They weren't part of the MLS return to play. There were only six games scheduled. There's one on right now. Only five of those got played because one got postponed due to the air quality and all that. And so they're going to be able to be fresher and deal with some things. I know they've got some additions as well. We'll talk about that when we get to the Five Stripes countdown midweek. But, it's an uphill battle. I think every match for Atlanta United is going to be an uphill battle until a couple of things happen. And the first of those is that you learn to finish goals. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just – it's not the knockout stages. You're not going to shoot out 0-0, right? I mean, you'd get 1 point
whatever. You got to put games away.
You have to
put them away.
And you had opportunities either early with Luke Brennan to take the lead, and then obviously the goal in the 79th minute doesn't happen, or certainly not in the form that it happened if you have a 1-0 lead.
For sure.
And then you had an opportunity with Lotte Loth a little bit better, you know, there. You maybe can equalize, maybe you can steal a point, and then you go back to feeling way different about this result.
And I will say, it's one thing that I noted, especially with the way that they played against Nashville. One of the biggest things that I said was, if Nashville's able to get the ball, how quickly you can close things down. I thought defensively, and I thought any time that they had to recover the ball or get behind the ball, especially get back defensively in a lot of moments against Nashville, they did that tremendously well. It was a great, especially structurally, getting everything back, making sure that you were stable, that you were exactly where you needed to be. And then obviously in the 80th minute, then that happens. But I thought the rest of the game before that, you did a great job of closing that down. And that is a huge step, I think, especially looking ahead. And again, it's just capitalizing on those moments.
Again, I don't know how far back we'd have to go, but this just felt like the least dangerous time Nashville squad that we've seen in a game. It just, they really didn't threaten you a ton up until, you know, obviously the moment they strike and the moment they did. All right, we're going to take one more break. Hopefully we will continue to hear from the players of Atlanta United at Geodis Park, but we'll wrap things up and get ready for the World Cup final on Sunday. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, the Full Time Report. Atlanta United looked pretty good until about 80 minutes, 79 minutes in. Shaq Muhammad, a header goal. The only score there, Nashville SC takes all 3 points at home. They continue to remain unbeaten there at Geodis Park. But it was a pretty strong performance up until that point for Atlanta United to try and sum a part of it up as best he could. Anaya Mihai met with the media just a couple of moments ago.
We are, and I am really sad, and I am disappointed. One more game, we create many chances. We couldn't score, and in the end, we receive a goal, and we lost the game again. But like always we say, we have to keep moving, move forward. But it's really that it's frustrating, you know. Playing good, creating chances, being solid, and then you end to lose a game again. But we have to move on. Move on.
From your view, what happened on the goal that was conceded?
I think it was... we jump in some wrong timing. So then we open a space in the our right side as we defend in the left side of them. And then they cross easy. And yeah, then it's a good heading, you know. But I think the main problem was that we opened the space over there. And as the manager say, we have to communicate. We have to be more focused, first of all. And then the rest of the players try to help the teammates not to do these kind of mistakes, you know, like not to jump in the wrong timing. But I don't know, it's something that I can't explain, but it's something that's going on every time the other team, they create two chances in all the game and they score a goal and we can score a goal. You know, I missed a chance. I was alone heading the ball. Luki was alone with goalkeeper Migi. He got a chance. Muyu, you know, I don't mention the name for to you know blame someone, but I mean, it's something that's going on that I can't explain. But I think the main problem is we have to start believe more in that we are a good team. We can win games, and then that's the main problem. I feel sometimes we don't believe that we can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a margin of error, Maddie, on both ends. Obviously, the margin of error of one lack of focus, one moment, one play, one ball coming down the left side, and obviously Nashville has the score. But, you know, on the same time, the margin of Luke and, you know, a couple of inches to the right, and that's past Schwaki's leg, and it's into the back of the net, and Atlanta United has the 1-0 lead. And you can hear it from Anaya Mihai. They're close, but they're not there, and that's the problem. And they don't know how to bridge that gap from being close to actually getting there. And unfortunately, I think you can probably hear it, at least maybe you took this differently, Maddie. It felt like today they wanted it to be different than the first 14 games and ultimately sitting in postgame talking about a game they lost late in a game in which they could have scored in a couple of moments and played well for stretches, maybe as long as any game this season in a loss, that they just can't get away from having the same conversation over and over and over again, even though you're separated by this lengthy World Cup break.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it in his voice, especially with the frustration. And even, I think, talking about, you know, the moments, like, this thing we were talking about. I mean, it's you're having players, you know, like Miguel, like Anaya, like Luke, finding those moments. But it's just that final touch of getting it into the back of the net. And he's right. This is a good team. This is a good team. We saw it today. We saw a team that went out there and were able to hold one of the best teams in MLS right now, only to one goal. And this is a side that, I mean, has been tremendous in the first 14 games. And this is probably one of Nashville's worst performances of the season for them so far. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you had nothing to show for it, for that good performance. So that has to change, but you have to move on. You got to move on. You got to look ahead to Charlotte.
Yeah, it comes down to the margins. There's no doubt about it. And they will move on to Charlotte, but there's a big game between now and then. And that is, of course, the World Cup final on Sunday, 3 p.m. I'm doing a live remote there at the Founders Green at South Downtown. I know you and Jason Longshore are going to be hanging out watching the game, the World Cup final between Spain and Argentina as well. Of course, we got an hour of soccer coverage on my show from 2 to 3 until the game kicks off, and then I'll go talk about all sorts of other nonsense while everyone else dials out of my show and into the World Cup final. I don't blame you at all. I am going to be the party going to be crashed by you and Jason at halftime of that game. So if you're watching the game and you're going to want to tune back in at halftime, we'll be talking about what we saw out of the first half, what to expect out of the second half. But, you know, a couple, what is it? I don't want to do the math. However many hours away from kickoff it is. Let's get some thoughts from you heading into this game, and I'll maybe share some thoughts as well. Spain and Argentina, what are your thoughts, you know, a day and a half away?
Yeah, it's a matchup that I'm really excited to see. Ultimately, I had France winning the whole thing, and then obviously Spain completely just demolished France way that I've never seen. But listen, I mean, Spain has always been France's kryptonite in a lot of matches, and Spain is still unbeaten in so many stretches of games, only have conceded one goal in this World Cup. This is a team that is so solid, and not only defensively, but also in the attack, and they work together so well. They are a unit. So is Argentina. You got one of the best in Lionel Messi spearheading the whole thing. I said it before, he is the metronome of that team. Wherever he goes, the entire roster is going to follow him in that direction. But the Argentine side, listen, this is a team that is just relentless, and they literally cannot seem to die, no matter what is happening. This is a team that was able to come back, get the 3-2 win against Egypt in less than 10 minutes. In a span of 4 minutes, we're able to find an equalizer and a game winner against England. This is a team that never says die. And going up against a team like Spain that also is relentless and so efficient in what they do, it's going to be just a big chess game. I'm so excited for this match on Sunday.
I would certainly advise Argentina, if they are going to win this game, not to leave it to the last 8 minutes and not to be trailing in that situation.
Yeah. Argentina is crazy.
I get it. But
I don't know.
you know, we also saw a team in France unable to find one when they were pushing. In fact, Spain was able to double the lead at that point. And so it's going to be really interesting. I think Spain has been the most impressive team front to back. I think obviously control the midfield defensively and what they're doing there. But also Oyarzabal has been kind of one of the unsung heroes of this tournament in leading Spain in scoring and delivering when that team needed some goals, especially earlier in the tournament. And now it's at a point where you're like, all right, well, here's you know, the final boss, Lionel Messi, in potentially his final World Cup game, potentially winning a second straight World Cup trophy, golden ball, possibly a golden boot. I mean, everything up for grabs for him. His legacy is obviously secure, but you want to put one more notch in that belt if you could. And so it's a fascinating moment. And it's just one of those things, and I think we saw tonight here for Atlanta United, like, it's tough to predict, and you can be the better side and still fall apart. And I think we saw that happen to Argentina's opponents at times. They arguably were better than Argentina, but again, if you don't finish chances, the opposing team does, and it's as simple as that. So I think we're in for an outstanding game. Obviously, two of the three best teams in the world with France kind of nestled in there, two of the three pre-tournament favorites with France nestled in there, and that's what you get on Sunday for the World Cup final. So I think we're all looking forward to that. That's going to do it here for the full-time report. Join us again at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, July 22nd, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United is going to take on Charlotte FC. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer here in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back here to Atlanta. And, of course, to Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 0, Nashville SC 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare.
I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.